What's up, Backstage? So, it's been a while, and there was this little questionnaire that came up. I haven't recorded in like 2 months, so I was like, whatever, let's go. Number one, what's your favorite dirty word? Say in the audio as much as you can. Challenge accepted. Slut muffin. Because it's super unsexy, but I like to use it when I'm being kind of sarcastic. Number two, have you ever kissed anyone of the same sex? Quite a few girls, actually. I love girls. I was at this place with a few friends, and this girl I had been crushing on for such a long time is like, she's flirting with me, we're holding hands, I'm kissing her fingertips, and she's like, oh my god, just like, freaking out. So I told her, you know, I was like, you're a good slut muffin, aren't you? And I put her on the hood of my car, and she wrapped her legs around me, and we're just like making out. We dated. She turned out to be a psychopath. Number three. Have you ever kissed a trans person? If not, would you? They're just people. It's no different. I'd be down for it. I think I've kissed 7 people. 4 of them are girls, 3 of them are guys. I don't care. I don't care what you are. Trans, gay, boy, girl, dragon, slut muffin. Y'all are all the same to me. If we kiss, we kiss. If we don't, we don't. Whatever. 4. What's your magic number with guys? How about the girls? I had to look this up, first off. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? apparently it's about sex. I'm glad I looked it up, otherwise my answer would have been dumb. I haven't slept with anybody. I haven't, you know, really been like that. I fucked a girl fully clothed with a strap on. So if you count that, then 1 with girls and no with guys. I don't bang guys. 5. Diving right into the bathroom. How do you feel about golden showers? I would pee on somebody if they wanted it. You can pee on me if it's like shoulders down and I'm in the tub. You're not peeing in me, on me, okay, whatever. I'm not into it, but I'll do it. 6. Have you ever had a threesome? Yes, I've done 2. Not really sex, but I guess this counts. 1 with my girlfriend and our boyfriend, Polly thing. She had never given blowjobs, so I was teaching her how to suck cock. No sex. The other time was with the same girlfriend and her boyfriend, a different boyfriend. This was much long time later. We had her tied up in a trailer, and I licked her pussy, and then he fucked her, and then I was just, like, hitting her with a belt during their sex process. So, if you consider those threesomes, then those are my only ones. But yeah, I'm open to that kind of stuff. I'm very open to that. How about more than threesomes? If everybody is okay with everyone there, I'm good. Like, I'm happy with that. The more slut muffins, the merrier. Have you ever been with more than 1 person at a time, sexually, in a 24-hour period? For someone that doesn't have sex, this is a really, really bad questionnaire. no. I've kissed more than 1 person. Again, poly stuff. But sexual things, more than 1 person, no. Do you enjoy sucking cock? Do you believe you're good at it? Blah, blah, blah. Sucking success. I do like blowjobs. And yes, I do think I am good at it. I think the secret is trying to not be sexy the entire time. Sometimes people... like, you have to get messy sometimes. I'm sorry, you have to. You can't sit there and just focus on how you look and what sounds might happen. Just do it. Just do it and enjoy yourself. Whatever. If you are a fan of licking vagina, oh, I hate that word. Do you believe you are good at it? Tips for the fellas to improve their technique. I love pussy. Let's get that clear. I'm not a penetrator, so I've had lots of time to practice on this oral thing. My advice is to know when to take your time and when to not take your time. And lick your finger. It's gonna sound weird, but I think licking and touching kind of go hand in hand. If your fingers are gonna be near their pussy, just lick them. Or, you know what? Get her to suck your fingers before you go down on her. Because it's easier and it helps if she's not wet enough. And sometimes people just aren't wet enough. It happens. So if you're gonna, like, do stuff with your fingers, it helps for them to be slick versus being dry and just having, like, that skin-on-skin contact and nothing happening. Also, you just the tip people with your tongues. Sometimes just the tip is not a good idea. And don't be afraid to, like, puppy dog lick her. You know, the whole tongue. 11 is a no. 12, currently how often do you masturbate? Blah, blah, blah. It's always different. Lately, it's been a few times a week or once a week, sometimes not at all that week. So not very often anymore. I prefer just fingers and clit stuff. No penetration for this slut muffin. 13, most orgasms in the 24-hour period. I think it's like 7. 14, what act would pretty much make you instantly orgasm? Orgasms don't work like that, so nothing. 15. Have you ever had your butt licked? Would you lick a butt? I haven't had it done. I would not do it. I'm not going to do it. If my partner likes that and they want to do it to me, I'm not against it, but I'm never going to ask for it. 16. Have you been to a traditional or male club? Did you get a lap dance? Oh, breath. I have been to a strip club. I had a friend that worked at one. It was her birthday. So I got a bunch of people. We all visited her. We all threw money at her. I bought her dinner. She gave me a lap dance for free. It was great. 17. Do you walk around naked at home? I live with my brother. No. That would get a little strange. 18. Ever had a sexual experience in public? I have fingered my girlfriend in my car, at the theater, and on a bus. If those count, then yes, she was a very good slut muffin. 19. Ever been tied up in bed? Would you tie up a partner? I have been tied up, but it was more playful and not serious. I could probably just, like, pull my hands down and be on top. My ex was like, oh my gosh, I want to be on top. Let me be in control. It was cute. It was really cute. I like tying up people, though, so yes. 20. If you needed a safe word, what would it be? Mephobia. It's the fear of becoming too awesome. 21. Ever watch someone having sex in front of you? I have watched a lot of people have sex in front of me. 22 and 23, pass. They're probably no's. 24, the biggest age gap, I guess, between you and your partner. Keep it legal. No thanks. I will not keep it legal. Like 14 years, I think. 25. Describe your volume when having a sexual experience. Audio, wetness. Okay, I'm not a loud person. I'm a squeaker, and that's about it. I just squeak. Like a fucking mouse or some shit. Wetness, though, I get really shy about it. And I think it's not so loud because I don't do penetration. Penetration, I feel like, makes that a lot louder, more noticeable. For me, I can hear it, but it's not loud. So, pretty quiet, I guess. Unless there's pain involved, then I'm all about that. 26, sub or dom? Neither. There's a lot more rules than those two. I'm a bit of everything. I like everything. I do prefer to be in charge in some kind of way. 27, how do you feel about feet? I don't have an opinion on feet. They're not my thing. I don't hate them. I don't like them. Just don't put your feet on me, and we're fine. 28. What is your preferred cock size? I don't fucking care. It's a penis. I'm not a size queen. Just take care of your dick, and we're gonna make whatever you have work. I'm not picky. There ain't nothing to impress here. My rule is, if I can suck it, then I'm happy. Plain and simple. 29 and 30 are no. 31, what kind do you have on today? If you don't read the questions, it's something about panties. I am wearing boy shorts and they're purple. 32, do you have a preferred dirty name to be called in bed? Yes, slut muffin. Just kidding. I don't have a preference. There's names I like, but It just depends on who says it. Anything mean. Whore. I really like whore. Something about being white. White girl really gets me. Ugh, anything racist towards white people. 33. Have you ever had the opportunity while in a relationship to couple swap? I'm the kind of person that is only in open relationships. My partner can fuck whoever they want to fuck. I'm gonna do the same. If I had the chance to swap couples, oh my goodness, yes. It would so happen. 34 is a no. 35. Would you wear something inside of you all day while going about your normal business? No. Because a few reasons. You're not going to be wet all day. And eventually your butt's going to relax. So for someone that doesn't do penetration, I feel like me pulling something out of my pussy or out of my ass after all day when my body has calmed down and, you know, I'm relaxed and whatever, it's going to hurt. And not hurt in a good kind of way. So, not all day, but a few hours, yes. 36. Is the idea of a gangbang appealing to you? Yes, very. Being the one that gets fucked and being part of the group fucking that person. 37 and 38 is no. 39. Say you just got the Playboy Centerfold contract and have to list your profile. What are your turn-ons and turn-offs? Turn-ons. Snuff. Age play. Fucked up things. Blood. Rape. Pain. More dead people. Beast stuff. Most illegal things. Turn-offs. L-bombs. Pet names. Fake moms. And dumb people. That's definitely... 40. What is the biggest fantasy that you could see actually happening? Sharing a girl with another guy and him fucking her mouth and me fucking her ass and he can like come down her throat or on her face, whatever. Or I can fuck her mouth and he can fuck her ass and just like cream fire. 41. Biggest fantasy that's never going to happen but you still enjoy dreaming about it. Getting fucked and bred by monsters. Oh my goodness. Or me having a dick and raping so many slut muffins. Cream pie for everybody. Like it's a fucking bakery. 42. Most exotic thing you have experimented... Oh, fuck that sentence up. Most exotic thing you have experimented with in your vagina. Vagina. Yeah, exotic makes me think of fruit and I don't want fruit in this slut muffin. So I'm gonna pass on that. People are outside, hope they can't hear me, and they're talking about vaginas. 43. Where does cum belong? In the cake, obviously. The cum cake. Why don't you just hop up on the interwebs and look that up? But yeah. So there's your billion questions. Right under 15 minutes. Oh, I'm proud of myself. Yeah, if you guys stuck around this long, then thank you very much for listening. And you have yourself a fantastic day. If you didn't stick around, then you suck. Just kidding. Bye!